Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
I'm here at the Operation Geranium with the man himself.
We should do something, but we're not quite sure what it is yet, but we're working on it.
So I'm here with Steve Double. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Hello, Vectis Radio.
You are a fabulous music promoter. You've also very recently received the British Empire Medal. How does that feel?
Well, I didn't bring it with me today. I don't often wear it because you can't really go to the supermarket wearing a medal or a football group. So there's not many times when you can actually really wear it. So it's sort of in a drawer somewhere. I think I've still got it.
I'm sure you have got it.
Yeah.
It's probably in pride of place somewhere, isn't it?
I don't know. I've got an idea where I put it, and okay. I think it's still there.
Well, tell us all about today.
Today has been busy because we've at the Apollo Theatre, and we've had 8 different sort of acts. Some have sort of come from around locally, and some have travelled from Northampton and Cornwall and Brighton. So they all just wanted to be part of this event, really. And I've kind of met them over the years of like bringing new music to the island. This was a sort of time when we could sort of get together and have a few bands in the same place. And there's a bar here, which is quite handy. It's useful for some of them. So that's it. And we're sort of like, it's 6 o'clock and we've got about 3 or 4 more bands to see, you know. So there's still time to get a ticket and come down. There's
Absolutely.
Nothing on telly tonight. And you're not in a field and you're not in a pub. And the music's quite different. So
and also, it's nice and warm and dry in the theatre, isn't it?
It's a lovely theatre, yeah. No, we're privileged to be allowed to use it, really.
Absolutely. So today must have been a really busy time for you to get to today.
It has been, yeah. Life has been quite busy lately. And I didn't really sort of think I'd still be doing this. Like 26 years ago when we brought the Levellers over and then the Fish Brothers supported them, I thought 2001, that's quite good. But then everything else sort of got in the way, but we're still here sort of thing. And we're all getting a bit older now because it's one thing you can't, everyone grows old, don't they? So we're
Absolutely.
Working with Age UK on the Isle of Wight to raise money. And we're putting our gig on and we're raising money for them. And we're giving away free plants across the island, pots of geranium still after 6 years. So we're like the problem that won't go away. They tried to stop the seed, they tried to bury, and we're still here. So.
And you've got some beautiful geraniums over there.
Well, we bought some in for the volunteers because this theatre wouldn't run without volunteers, and they sort of like have been here a long time. They paint the scenery and they cast for the plays. They sell the ice creams and they do everything really. They run the bar, the box office, so it's run by volunteers. So without them, it wouldn't be here still. So we kind of rely on them a lot, and they're all helping out today because I can't do much really without them. There wouldn't be the theatre. So that's on the ground level of it, yeah.
Well, I think it's been fabulous. I've been here since it began today, and brought me old mum.
Yeah.
And she's having fun.
Wow.
And it's been fabulous. Thank you so much.
That's all right, yeah.
And it's just great that you're able to bring all these different bands together.
Well, I suppose it's a sort of a skill, isn't it? I mean, you know, I suppose it's something. It's probably like because I've sort of worked with them and like I've known them a long time and you're sort of stayed friends on Facebook and things and. They're still around and they're still sort of doing things, so it's nice to bring them all together to do this. And they all sort of love playing at this theatre, and they're also saying, yeah, we'll come back again. And I'm sort of like, maybe leave it 6 years and then we'll see, you know.
I'm sure you'll do it before 6 years.
We'll see, you know. It's nice to see people, but yeah, when they're all camping at your house.
Oh yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
So will you be able to have a rest tomorrow, Steve?
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, we've got tonight to get through, yeah. We've got Stormtrooper, the Eyes of Sedition, and the Fish Brothers are on next, so
Absolutely.
Piano comedy vocal escapade. And that'll take me back.
Indeed.
So it's all a very diverse mixture of music, really.
And
so,
one thing I've noticed is that quite a few of the bands know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's great to see them catching up with each other when they've not seen each other for a long time.
It's better than being in a muddy sort of field in the rain, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Sort of come to somewhere which is a working theatre and has been for like 50 years. So there is that today, yeah. And you're not in a pub sort of playing cover band, like cover band sort of stuff. You're playing your own music, so... Well, that's an opportunity for them to actually shine at what they want to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for putting this event on. And thank you so much for inviting Vectis Radio. And I'll let you go now, because I'm sure you've got 50,000 things to do.
We'll be changing over to the next band and it's very shortly. So if you're not here, we'll try and live stream some of it so you can see what you missed.
Thank you.
Come back next time.
Bye.